Welcome back. The final segment of the Gunsmith Show. It's right ahead. We've got the Gunsmiths back together again, and it's a lot of fun. Jake, it's been great having you in.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. I've already got a great idea for Tri-County Roofing as a result of that.
Yeah.
Tim's going to love it.
Yeah. And I'm going to get on my Photoshop capabilities and make the studio great again.
I love it.
With Dan.
I love it.
There you go.
Hey, listen, I know you guys, we got to talk about Black Friday sales. There's a lot going on at our final sponsor of this segment, brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company.
That's right. Williams Gun Sight, on the range since 1926. You can call them if you want to. 810-653-2131. They're open 10 to 7, so they're not open right now, but they will be open a little bit. 7 days a week, 10 to 7. You can't beat that for a gun shop. It's Black Friday weekend sales, and Jake, you know what this means. There's always super deals the whole weekend long. Now, they had a bunch of stuff that was Friday only, but they got a flyer out. You can see it on Facebook and everything, but you didn't miss out on everything because they got some great deals this weekend. There'll still be ammo specials because all ammo is 10% off.
Mm.
15% off all knives, and they have got a tremendous knife collection.
They have a ton.
They've got
of
cases and cases of knives. Now.
I'm not anti-knife.
No,
but I've seen knives, and I'm like, I never, you know.
I have a growing respect for knives.
I have the same CRKT I've had for 15 years ago.
Right, right.
But see these knives, I'm like, they've come a long way.
Yeah, yeah. Some beautiful stuff. Now, indoor range passes are 50% off this weekend. This is just till tomorrow night. Mm. So 10 half-hour visits to the indoor range is only going to cost you $72.50. Mm. So that's great. Now, this ends tomorrow at 6 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m., Sunday, December 1st. Now, new firearms, 5% off new firearms. Now, there is not a big – people think there's a huge markup on firearms. No, there's not.
They're not like cars.
They're only making a little tiny bit on these guns when they sell them new. But in used guns, they have a little more wiggle room. And all this weekend.
But what's that wiggle room on this sale? What's that used gun sale?
Used gun sale is 15% off today and tomorrow.
That's big. So if you had your eyes on something.
Yeah, if you got a $1,000 gun, you're going to save $150 on it. That's a big savings.
That's fast math for you.
So, because I'm used to this.
He's like, 15% off on guns?
Yeah, that catches my eye.
He can calculate gun prices and pie prices the same
very,
way.
Very, very fast. And I can.
That's a whole Kevin thing from The Office,
I can
too.
Tell you. But I never dropped the chili. So here's one, you know, I can decipher gun prices quickly, and I can also decipher how much gunpowder I need.
You're basically like Jason Bourne, but with guns.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Beep. It's Jason Bourne.
It's Jonathan Smith.
Give me the music in the background, would you?
It's Jonathan Smith.
Yeah. When it comes to used guns, I am an aficionado. You okay. Go. So I have
call him an expert.
Every show I do, guns John loves, or guns John wants. I got my buddy Dave was out at the Sandy Hook shoot. Not Sandy Hook shoot.
Oh, my God. No. Sandy Creek.
No, it's Big Sandy.
Big Sandy.
Big Sandy shoot. It's
No,
I can't believe I went there.
Shoot.
Anyways,
out
sorry.
In Arizona.
Out in Arizona, and he sent back. He sent back all kinds of videos. We're going to start putting them on our website. That's going to be cool. But he laughs about the guns every single week that I, because we talk a lot, and he's a good gun aficionado, and we have a lot of fun together. He's always talking about, you know, is that a gun John wants? You know, because it is. So today I redesigned it, and I called it Used Guns We Wouldn't Kick Out of Bed. Okay? How's that sound?
That works.
All right, good. Now, right now they've got, and remember, it's 15% off used guns through Sunday night at 6 o'clock at Williams Gun Sight in Davison, Michigan. They have a good selection of Yugo, not Yugos, the cars.
Yugoslavian.
Yugoslavian 8mm Mausers. And these are the ones that look like they're Mitchell Mausers. They're a nice shape. They are in.
And towards the end, Mitchell's Mausers had a lot of those Yugos in there.
Yes, they
went
they
from
did.
The German Carnandiers to the Yugos.
And they're nice guns.
They keep finding these random warehouses in old Soviet bloc countries full of rifles.
No, it's wouldn't you love to have a cache like that? Like, yeah, I'll do a building clean out for you and find, yeah, you know, 14,000 rifles.
Here's 7 million rounds of 7.62 by 54R.
Yeah.
And 100,000, you know, Mosin Nagant rifles.
Yeah.
What?
Remember when Mosin Nagants were $39 and now they're $739, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're fun guns. That's what happens when you ban imports.
Yeah. So you're the best gun salesman in the world are liberals. So anyways, so a good selection of 8mm, you go several, as a matter of fact. They're right around $700, and then you're going to get your percentage off. So go check them out. You can go to the website, williamsgunsight.com, and check them out, and you'll see that they're quite nice.
You know, I forgot to tell you, too, before you get into the next gun, Williams now has a separate Facebook page for their site, for their ranges.
For the ranges, yes, they do.
Yes.
I spread that on my Facebook page this week. And they're going to give away a yearly pass, I think, for it. Somebody's going to win it. I think it's maybe next week.
There you go.
I forget when.
So
coming up
soon. What's the price on this Yugo?
The Yugos are all right around $700.
Okay.
So
if you want a good 8mm Mauser.
Yeah, and they're really in nice shape. These Yugos are in nice shape. And they don't make them much stronger than that. Those are good old guns.
I mean, the funny thing is Mauser still makes actions today.
Yeah. Yep.
Based off of that stuff.
I'd still like to get one of them straight pulls. I know my brother had one. He had a hard time with it, but it's hard, probably hard to get used to after you use a bolt action your whole life. But I don't know. I tend to like...
something different.
Yeah, it's just something. I always like to have something weird. But so the next gun I want to talk about is the Winchester XPR. So this is a cool little gun.
That's Winchester's kind of answer to the Ruger American Rifle.
American Rifle,
yeah. It's a budgetary rifle.
But it's
good.
This is a nice one.
Yep.
It's a XPR in 223, magazine-fed, threaded barrel. It's got a really cool green stock on it.
Those are nice green composite stocks.
Yep.
They are.
It's got a Leopold on it. It actually has two mags.
That's a Turkish-made gun.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's a very compact gun, but it'd be a great starting gun for a kid, or a great coyote gun.
What's that scope on it?
It's a Leopold.
Yeah, so it's a great.
Yeah, it's a good combo.
It's a great combination.
So in the price right now is right around $750. So you're going to get, you know, $125 off it, roughly.
Yeah.
Roughly, somewhere right in there. I'm rounding the numbers today. I'm not trying to give you exact numbers. I'm just, you know, in your ballpark. But that Winchester would make a heck of a nice gun. That green stock is so sharp. It's really catching my eye. Next one, it's another Winchester, but this time it's an old one, the old style gun, the 1885.
Ooh.
And this is a single shot. And a lot of times these are in like 405 Winchester or something funky like that. And this one's in 375 H&H.
Oof.
Yeah. This would be a buffalo gun and a half.
That would be awesome.
This would be quite a gun. This would be an elephant gun if you wanted it to be.
Well, yeah.
It's 28-inch octagon barrel, single shot, just perfection.
And
the price on this one is right around $1,600.
And that's
beautiful.
The strongest.
It's a very good gun.
I mean, it's right up there.
Yeah, it's a very, very good gun. So it would be a great gun, especially with that 28-inch barrel, shooting at 375 H&H for long distances would be great.
Not quite Quigley Down Under.
Not
but close,
quite, but darn close.
You can still wear the hat and the, you know.
Actually, that bullet might outperform Quigley Down Under.
It might. All right, what's the
last
one?
Would it get you Laura San Giacomo?
Possibly.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I'd
try
that one.
Oh, she's, yeah, she was quite attractive.
She was. That was a long time ago, Dan. She was, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she had arthritis. Anyways, next gun. You ready? For the next gun? We got off track again. Dan's
sorry, here I am. Dan's back.
All right, sorry. Steyr Aug. Jacob?
Oh, that's like the bad guy from Die Hard.
Die Hard, the original Christmas movie. You know, Die Hard only comes after It's a Wonderful Life. So,
Christmas Eve, It's a Wonderful Life, Die Hard.
Yeah. And Christmas Story.
Christmas Story on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
We're pretty good to go.
So Steyr Aug in 5.56, one mag. It's the all-black one.
Semi-auto.
Beautiful gun. Semi-automotive. Very, very cool. Remember the blonde guy with the long hair?
I just said the bad guy.
I know, but I want to just get everybody to go, yeah, I remember now. Because we do that. We know these guns. We know how many rounds they carry. We know the DNA of that gun. But the AUG has always been really awesome.
I personally, the AUGs, I'm left-handed, so I can't shoot them. So I know.
God made you
flawed.
I should
just start an entire company making left-handed guns.
There you go.
Call it lefties.
Lefties. Lefty's Firearms. So there you go.
Lefty's Guns and More.
There you go. So anyways, this AUG, you can get it for right around $1,800. And remember, 15% off.
I mean, and really, that's pretty cool.
That would get it down close to maybe $1,600,
$1,500. Well, yeah. So, I mean, and you've got a unique firearm.
Very unique, yeah.
That's a very unique firearm.
Very cool. It's a bullpup.
You know, people are at the range going to have their ARs or their whatever.
Yeah, they can have whatever they
want. And
then
here you come with your, you know, your German imported
AUG. Yeah. And we like to have something funky, you know, something a little different.
You got to get the clear mag so you can see the, you know, the ammo in it. And,
yeah.
You know.
And, watch how fast it shoots.
Just wear your trench coat and grow your hair out long.
There you go.
No, they won't make fun of you.
Charge out of the, you know, somebody will show you the
yell McLean as you shoot it.
McLean! There you go. So next gun, Savage. Remember, these are guns we wouldn't kick out of bed. Savage Axis 350 Legend. Now, this is a left-handed, Jake. I specifically picked this gun out for you. I was thinking of you.
I know.
This is 350 11 Savage with a Leopold, one mag, and you're going to get this gun for right around $500 and then get 15% off.
Does it have a Picatinny rail?
It does.
I thought so.
See, Dan knows his guns. He likes to say Picatinny. I don't know why, but he
sounds
does.
Like the village he grew up in Western England.
All right. There you go.
Picatinny
something out of a something out of a Dickens novel. Exactly.
Exactly. Yes.
As little Jimmy grabbed his Picatinny rail and went to fight the anarchy.
All I see is children with bad teeth. So anyways, next gun and the last gun we're going to talk about. There's tons of guns. There's like 500 guns used right now.
But
The last one is a SIG 220 Legion.
Mm.
Now, a 220 is...
Legion, like the disease?
No, not a Legion.
Oh,
a Legion.
Legion, like Roman Legion
like,
Army.
Yes, like the Legion is the elite model from SIG.
Yes.
It is the SIG 220, which means it's a 45 ACP. It's got night sights.
This
it's got four magazines.
Secret Service special.
This is
setup.
A bad to the bone 45 ACP. It's got two... like 10 round mags to maybe it's 14. Anyways, not staggered, beautiful gun, and just a pile driver of a 45 ACP. These guns are normally about $1,600. You can get this one for $1,100 and then pop 15%
off. There you go.
So lots to do, lots to see. Get out to Williams Gun Site. I'll be there all weekend. Signing
a little
autographs
tent.
And taking names.
It's like Best Buy's grand opening, but it's him in the front with a tent.
Yeah, I'll be in a tent.
They'll be open in an hour.
Yeah, they'll be open in an hour. I'll be there shortly.
All right.
He's up so, tapping on the door.
Yeah. Let me in.
He actually just has to use the bathroom.
Yeah, he's got to use the bathroom. But do you have any fresh coffee? No? All right, I'm out of here. So, no, we'll be there. We'll see you this weekend. Be careful out there, everybody. Remember, deer season's still going, so if you send the kids out to play in the woods, for God's sakes, put some orange on them.
Thank goodness, and deer season doesn't end until John gets one.
might be a while. Might
Ten
be a while.
Years later.
Oh, my God. I hardly ever go a year without a deer.
That could be the next Christmas movie, The Year Without,
the year
a, deer.
Without a Deer. Listen,
without
it's a
Claus.
Sad tale.
We got to go. Thanks for listening to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, which we're back to right now. Taking care of roofing.